This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Last year, the 2020 AFL women's season kicked off strong, but due to the pandemic, a premiership wasn't awarded. Well, the good news is that AFLW is back for 2021, and joining us on Hope Breakfast this morning is Haneen Zarika, who plays for the mighty Greater Western Sydney Giants, my favourite team. Good morning, Haneen.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Great to talk to you. Two rounds in now. How are you feeling about this new season?
Yeah, I think pretty good, but obviously what happened in WA was a bit scary. Like, is the season going to hold off again? Are we not going to have a season again? But I think all the girls are good and they're adaptable. So I think we just have to take it week by week and just play. Like, if you have to keep changing the schedule, just do it. And if you have to fly somewhere else just to make it happen, I think the girls will be really good at that. They just want the season to go ahead.
Now, if you're listening and you haven't caught up on what happened last week for Haneen and the Giants, so last weekend's game was originally postponed due to the COVID case in Perth. You were meant to play West Coast in Adelaide, right? Then things flipped around and you were announced to play Sunday in Blacktown against Adelaide. That's a crazy week of being a player trying to follow along. I mean, it must mess with your mind.
Yeah. Like Sunday, we had to play in WA, and then after our game, we said WA is going lockdown and we have to get out of WA before we have to be in quarantine. We're like, no worries. So we got to the airport straight away, and then we got another message that AFL want to send us home tomorrow. And we're like, what? They're like, yeah, because Adelaide is going, if you've gone to WA, you have to quarantine 14 days in Adelaide. Huh. So we had to go straight to the hotel, not allowed to go anywhere. And then in the morning, straight to the airport. And then we went back to Sydney, and we were in 5 days isolation. It wasn't so too bad.
I imagine as a, you know, you're a professional athlete, it must be really hard to stay in top condition when changes like this happen and you have to, you know, get confined to a room. Is it hard to stay mentally and physically fit and ready to go?
I think it depends on you. Yeah, it's a bit tricky, like flight after flight and then going into a room, not doing your daily routines, not going to your local cafe. I think it's hard, but I think sometimes you just got to learn to adapt and go with the flow because changes happen every day.
Mm. Well, hopefully, I'm hoping that there's a premiership awarded this year. And it's to you guys, the Giants. That'd be extra nice.
Yep. Yeah.
Can you share more about your story, about why you decided to follow a career in the AFL and I guess the journey that it took to get there?
I used to play rugby league from 6 to 12 in a boys' team. And then, obviously, 12 was my last year because girls couldn't play with boys anymore. So I just did school sport because there was really nothing for girls at that age for rugby league. And then one day when I was 15, one of my teachers called me out and said, hey, why don't you go run with the boys and play AFL? Hmm. I was like, sir, I don't know what AFL is. And he's like, just catch, kick and tackle and you'll be fine. And I was like, yeah, why not? It's sport. Might as well. So I went and ran around with the boys. And that day the guy goes, oh, does she play? And my teacher goes, she's never played before. And then he got me down to a local AFL team, and then which was the Auburn Giants. And I was still 15 at the time, and they only had a seniors team, and you only were allowed to play. You're only allowed to play if you're 17, and I was only 15 at the time. But I kept training with them, and I just told them, put me under another name and let me play. So they did that. So we did it for a couple of weeks, but then we got caught, so I had to stop.
Oh no.
Yeah. So did that, and then I just went through the pathways of New South Wales, and I think the people that I had around me, especially the Auburn girls, made me love the game more. And like meeting people on the journey, I think this, I thought to myself, I'm like, oh, I really like this sport. I think I want to like take it up. And when I heard that there was a elite competition coming soon, I was like, I got to train to make it. And I think since then, I just had my eyes on the prize that I want to be an AFLW player.
It is. I mean, I think about the fact that AFLW has been around for, is this the fourth season or fifth? It hasn't been that long, right?
Fifth season, yep.
Fifth season. So, I mean, timing for you is pretty good. But it's just, you know, you think about the many, many generations of girls before who haven't had that opportunity. It's a good time to be a female athlete, isn't it?
Yes, very good time. Obviously, there's so many girls that are still playing, like 36-year-olds, and only if they started 15 years ago for them.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
And I guess that then begs the question, there's another generation who are sitting in the crowds, they're watching you and they're cheering you on, Hanine, at the games. What do you hope to show them as you're out on the field? What do you hope to teach those kids watching you?
Whatever you want, whatever dream you have, whatever you want to do in life, if you put your mind to it, you can accomplish it. It comes down to mindset and the people that you surround yourself with. And if you have talent, it's great, but hard work needs to be there to get to where you want to be.
Yeah. And do you see yourself playing AFLW for a long time to come?
I hope so, yes.
That's great. Hanine Zarika, it's been so good to talk to you on Hope Breakfast this morning. I'm really excited to see you on and the Giants as well. And may you be able to play many games for the next little while.
Thank you. I hope so. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.